This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, midweek Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. K-State Nation Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. And we take a little time to remember those that lives that were lost on that tragic, very tragic day in history here or in America on that terrifying day on September 11th, 2001. So definitely let's take our time now to have a moment of silence. All right, K-State Nation, the first check-in of women's golf year 2024. We have not talked about them at all since earlier this summer. The last time we talked about anything golf-wise, and the first check-in of women's golf in 2024, they just wrapped up their first invitational of the fall schedule, and guess who led the way for this K-State women's golf team? Right back to where she left off over the summer. That in the person of Carla Burnett leading the way, individual winner. I believe this is the second time she's back-to-back. She's won this event on the K-State women's side. Wire-to-wire victory in the Powercat Invitational with a strong performance in the final round. Par 72, course 6,000-plus out there in Colbert Hills, the home golf course of Kansas State University. The Wildcats fired off a final round of 9 under par. It's a par 279, fourth lowest team round in K-State history, as their winning total of 4 under par, 860, was 20 shots better than second place North Texas in this invitational, representing the sixth lowest 54-hole score in school history. This was for K-State Women's Golf, K-State Nation, the 18th team championship in program history, in the second under second year head coach Stu Burt. They won the last year, but it was a different title. It was the White Sands Invitational there from last season. In addition to that, it was the first home victory by K-State since the Maryland Smith Sunflower Showdown all the way back in September of 2019. The Wildcats just put the teams in this invitational away very early in this one, thanks to, of course, more than just Carla Burnett. Four members of the scoring lineup were in the top 10, finished in the top 10, including Burnett, of course, freshman Nanami Namishka. Nakashima. So yeah, it's been a while since we did some women's golf on this podcast, but let's just get that corrected there. Nanami Nakashima. There we go. Let's do it again. And sophomore Alika Navarro comes back from a year ago. And Stu Burt got another transfer, this time in the cards of senior Sophie Burt. All of them finished in the top 10, of course, with the win belonging to Carla Burnett in this one. Quote from head coach Steve Burt, the ladies did an excellent job closing out the event. And he goes on to say, quote, this week was a total team effort. I'm really impressed by our newcomers, especially Nanami with her runner-up finish and Sophie with her top 10 showing. Our final round speaks volumes for this team's desire to improve, learn, and win. Carla continues to excel and came up big with a final round to pull away from the field. It's the start we were looking for and gives us momentum moving into our practice for the Schooner Fall Classic there. Burnett earned her third victory as a K-State Wildcat to sit all alone in third place in program history with a final round score of 5 under par 67, tied for the 11th lowest individual round in K-State history. Burnett earned a 7-shot victory at 8 under par 208. It was a 7th 54-hole score of 209 or better in her 11 three-round events as a Wildcat. It's pretty damn impressive. There by Carla Burnett. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks K-State Sports. Eddie Greer here on this Wednesday. Score of 208 in the Powercat Invitational was tied for fifth lowest in K-State history there. As well, Nakashima finished second place at 1 under par 215 following a round of 4 over par 75 yesterday. Navarro climbed 7 spots on the leaderboard in the final round thanks to a score of 2 under par 70. Burt also shot 2 under par 70 in the final 18 holes to rise up plus 12 in the leaderboard to a tie of 7th place to 5 over par 221 there as well. Individually, also, Julia Ballester Barrio was tied for 15th place. Noah Van Beek, looking down here, was tied for 20th there, as well as freshman. Also, Natalia Feel Rose was tied for 25th place there, as well as Stuberg mentioned in that post pressure there. Next up for the K-State Women's Golf Team will be later on this month, September 21st through the 23rd. They'll compete at the Schooner Fall Classic down there in Norman, Oklahoma. So that's next up there for the K-State Women's Golf Team. So once again, congratulations to head coach Stu Burke and Carla Burnett. Once again, continues to put it down. And now sitting all along there in third place there. She continues to put up on a historic pace there for K-State Women's Golf. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or when I have a chance to record K-State content. This might be a doubleheader here on this edition here. I'll probably post this out later on this afternoon. Of course, we have the other half of the recap from volleyball, the Creighton Classic. I need to get out as well this morning, so those I'll attend to today. And then, of course, we have the preview here. I'll get to that momentarily as K-State football will look to knock out Arizona on Friday night. A little bit of Friday night football action going down at Bill Steiner Family Stadium. Under lights Friday night. Can't wait for that. And of course, don't forget about Battle Hour Bonus Channel over on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app if you have not already. And GRIER, the number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast. Again, that's GRIER, the number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast. If you want more K-State coverage, myself over there and Alex Aiden. We'll probably bring Alex Aiden all back over. I know he had a busy work week ahead of him this week, so we'll bring him back and kind of to put a little summary on what took place at Tulane and whatever goes down under the lights. Hopefully, a much better performance from the Cats, even though the K-State Wildcats are 2-0 heading this game. This won't be an easy game, but looking for a much better performance, and hopefully can come out of this Arizona game 3-0. We'll see what happens on Friday night. A little bit more preview here in the upcoming day or so there as a short week for Chris Kleiman, Avery Johnson, and company there on that side of the coin. Right now, we're going to put a pin on this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast continues. Go Cats!